This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Karam Injury Lawyers Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you. You know, the fun thing about the mock draft injection now moving forward is we've got Bob McGinn anonymous scouting reports on some of these guys at the Texans pick. So we can not only announce the pick that the particular mock drafter of the day is handing us, but we can also read what some of the scouts are actually saying about this player. This particular player that's about to get drafted by Bucky Brooks for the Houston Texans is having some not very flattering things said about him in the scouting community.
Yeah, and one thing with the anonymous scouting reports that I always try to cross-check against is, okay, does it at least mesh with some of the actual scouting reports of the way the guy plays on the field?
Yeah.
Like earlier we had somebody saying that, which receiver was it? McMillan, that he wasn't competitive, all these other things, where on film he makes some pretty competitive catches. Yeah. So I take all those with a grain of salt. This will be an interesting one. Yep. I'm excited to hear.
So this is Bucky Brooks, NFL.com, former NFL player. This is his version 3.0 of his mock draft with the 25th pick. In that Bucky Brooks mock draft, the Houston Texans select Josh Simmons, tackle, Ohio State.
Josh Simmons,
yeah.
I've already seen another anonymous report from McShay. This wasn't even anonymous. Well, it was anonymous. Todd McShay of ESPN said on his podcast that there were questions about his maturity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Josh Simmons, offensive tackle, who had a very good start to the season for Ohio State, but then tore his patellar tendon.
Yeah.
He's playing left tackle. I believe it's his left patellar tendon. And his recovery is reportedly going very well.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you're a left tackle, which is the better leg to have torn your patellar tendon?
The left, because your power leg is your right leg.
Gotcha.
Now, in run blocking, you need both of them.
Right.
So it's...
It ain't good. Yeah.
Yeah, patellar tendon is dicey. It's kind of like Achilles tendons in the way they used to be. It's not a guaranteed smooth recovery. Like ACLs, people barely bat an eyelash at anymore. People pretty much, by and large, come back from those.
Yeah.
Patellar tendon's a little bit dicier. By that alone, despite any scouting reports or anonymous reports or anything, I'd be really nervous about the patellar tendon. And then also, I'm not sure that Josh Simmons is the swarmiest guy out there. He's a little bit more of a finesse player just based on the film.
Yep.
I'd say. So I'm very eager to hear this anonymous scouting
report. I'll give you the good the kind of medium injury one, and then I'll give you the one at the bottom, which is it feels like a stay away from this guy. Good. From one scout. This is from Bob McGinn's Anonymous Scouts on GoLongTD.com. He was just pass setting. He's talking about the injury. He's just pass setting, and boom, what a shame. He goes down because he's the best athlete in the group and maybe the best in the last few years. He is what you want. The movement is just easy for him. He's also got some grit to him. He's not a power dude, but it's easy for him, and he yokes people up. Pro Bowl talent. God, I feel like they're describing Laremy Tunsil here. if he didn't get hurt, I'd probably have him over Campbell. Wow, that's high praise, but that's where Tunsil was in his draft.
Yeah.
He was before the gas mask.
And I think it's fun to watch him. He's very fluid and smooth. Like he's one of these guys where you look at him and you think, man, in a different era, he probably would have been playing defensive line because he's that type of an athlete.
Yeah.
So he moves very well for his size, and he keeps his legs moving. You know, I hate it when I see college guys whose legs don't work in conjunction with his hands. He does a lot of that really, really well. As far as the finesse side of things, I think it's not for a... I've seen plenty instances of him getting after it and trying to drive guys into piles and over piles and things like that, but he's just not that strong.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to project out a little bit that he's going to get stronger when he gets to the NFL.
Yeah. Here's the injury one. The one scout says patellar tendons can take longer than ACLs to recover from. It's definitely going to drop him. There aren't many patellar tendons in the offensive line. I don't know what that means. I guess not many guys who recover from it that play offensive line.
Must be, yeah.
It's weird phrasing. He's an outstanding athlete, lacks some pop and power, but he's got really good feet and bend.
Yeah.
Okay, so then he talks a little bit about his arm length. He can stick and stay in space. He can sustain. He can kick out in line. So that's kind of the medium scout who's real kind of more concerned about the injury than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get to the fourth scout. Kind of a F word. That's all it says. Kind of F hyphen and hyphen
you,
hyphen.
And if you do the math and look at the number of hyphens after the F, it looks like it might be like a 1980s insult.
There's six. There's five hyphens after the F.
Yeah, it's a six word F word.
Six letter F word. Yeah. So that's
Well,
oh boy. Yeah. The longer
version. It could be one that ends with a T, or it could also be one that ends with an R.
Yeah.
But given the way he describes him, it feels like you're at a kegger in 1980 and somebody's getting insulted, okay?
Yeah. I kind of wish that Tyler Dunn had clarified which F he's being called in this whole thing. Just for purposes of knowing to know if there's a scout out there that still publicly uses the homophobic slur version.
Text it or calls it to somebody
a
record.
Like, wow, that's a guy who's really
John Gruden style.
He's really flirting with his employment here right now. Yeah. At any rate, this guy does not like Josh Simmons. He says his issues are more than football character. He has a complete BS sense of urgency, like a total finesse player. Oh, God, this guy is a grrr scout right here.
Yeah.
Mental is an issue, lacks power, struggles to anchor, fundamentals are poor, plays like a guy that was at a JUCO and just came here. Now, he is a natural athlete and a knee bender. He's got quickness, balance, and body control, real light on his feet. He can pull and get to the second level. I did see the athletic positives, but the whole football player... I wasn't crazy about. No kidding. That's an understatement. You weren't crazy about him.
So this is where we go with D'Amico and Caserio and how they feel about a guy. My standing orders to myself are that for any of these guys where there's any kind of smoke about whether they might not have good football character or what have you, or they have immaturity issues, I think D'Amico's good at sussing that stuff out.
I do too.
I don't know if Caserio is or was as good at it as D'Amico is. I think that there's been a change in the types of players that the Texans have drafted in the last couple years since D'Amico's on board. So if they were to draft Josh Simmons, I would just say, all right, you know what? A lot of that smoke was probably just smoke or unfair. You know, sometimes a guy... you always got to remember that sometimes guys do change and grow up when they're that age. Look at Jalen Green. I think Jalen Green has matured a lot as a young guy in the NBA. And it just takes a little bit of time.
Yep.
So you always got... And Josh Simmons is a guy that improved every year he was at Ohio State. So that, just as it is with the physical and the football side of things, there's maturity issues either off the field or in the weight room that sometimes a guy... You talk to a strength coach, and he might he might tell a scout one year, like, yeah, this kid's kind of a jackass. And then the next year, he's like, yeah, man, I don't know what happened, but he flipped the switch and he's does everything we ask and he does it really, really hard and really well.
I guess the question would be, is where the Texans are currently right now, where they're a team that is not viewed as one of the premier Super Bowl contenders, but I think they are viewed as a team that if the Nick Haley decision was the right one and the Cole Popovich, the decision to overhaul the offensive line is the right one, that this is a team that can compete to get to an AFC title game, and if you're there, you can get to the Super Bowl. I guess the question would be, Seth, given that, are they a team that can afford to draft a guy in the first round with the 25th pick, which again is a pick that DeMeco Ryans has openly said, we expect the guy we take there to be a starter for our team. Can the Texans afford to draft a guy that you can wait on, A, for medical issues possibly, and B, maturity issues possibly? Like that,
right.
it would be a tough question to answer if it was an either or. You know what I mean? Like if all he had was a patellar, but he was Will Anderson when it came to makeup, that would be a tough question to answer. If he were fully healthy, but he were just immature, do we have time to wait on the guy to grow into? I think your Jalen Green analogy is a fantastic one. Do we have time to wait for that? We're talking about a prospect that has both of those things going on.
Right.
Maturity, potential maturity issues, or at least reputed maturity issues, and definitely a knee injury. I just don't think they are. At 25, I don't think the Texans can afford to draft a guy that you're going to be waiting on possibly for multiple reasons.
Yeah, and plus, I think a lot of the film from this year that was really impressive was early in the season. They hadn't played a ton of really tough opponents yet. And I think saying that, okay, he would be as good as Will Campbell or something, that might be a little bit premature because you didn't get to watch him play the entire season. So I don't think if Will Campbell had a torn patellar tendon and he was there at 25, I think a lot of teams would say, well, all right, we'll take the risk on the patellar tendon because that's the very reason he fell to 25. But the upside is we get a guy that's a top 10 caliber pick. I don't think that Simmons is necessarily in that category.
I agree. We have a texter suggesting on Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, that the F with the five hyphens after it,
yeah,
may have meant F up. He's kind of an F up.
The hyphens don't add up.
Well, if you count it all as one word, I guess, you know what I mean.
Like
you see him? Yeah. If you
putting a hyphen in there,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, if
it six or seven letters?
It's five hyphens, but if it's F, five,
so
F
six and letters
five,
total in
six
the word.
Six letters
yeah.
total.
Okay.
Yeah. So if we count it all as one word, we'll give.
Yeah, that's. I would say to Tyler Dunn, man,
like I'm playing
you
Wheel
be
of Fortune
with
right
that.
Now,
because I think I first assumed that, like, okay, the way the guy described them afterwards, I like that sounds kind of like a homophobic slur. Or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, yeah.
Be clearer on your curse word. Or you know what? You're on the internet. Just type the damn thing out, you know? Just, hey, man.
I think if you were going for max clicks and that was the word he had used, would have put that there.
Yeah. All right. Did Simmons play with Stroud? Wouldn't he have a good scouting report on him? That's a text message.
He would, but like that's the you got to read between. That's where the dicey part of asking players about stuff is that players don't want to be in a position where they're talking smack about somebody that might have those issues or something, especially if he's friends with them.
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't he have a good scouting report? The texter asked. Maybe not. You know, maybe CJ didn't have a. You know, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe he. He saw some of the things, you know, in his game that he doesn't want that guy protecting his blinds. I doubt it. I don't think he would ever. I don't think CJ would ever give a negative.
Well, no, listener says a good scouting report, he doesn't mean a positive or negative. He means like
an accurate
quality,
one. I got you. An accurate
report.
One. Okay. Yeah. I got you. Yeah. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you into the 8 o'clock hour. We go. All right. You ready to quiz me, Seth, on these anonymous?
I'm ready.
Quotes?
I'm ready. We played Alex Trebek your ass.
Yep. We played this game yesterday.
You ready
people
for some
it.
French Canadian sculled? Yeah.
Play along in your car with us. Seth has anonymous scout quotes about Texans draft picks, and I will try to guess. I did okay yesterday. I got to do better today. We'll do that coming up next.